Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It comes in 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. Every Built Bar is covered in 100% chocolate, and every bite tastes like an indulgent treat. It's great for the health-conscious person. It's great if you want to lose or maintain weight. They're low-calorie, they're low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, and they're even great for the keto diet. So go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and that'll get you $10 off your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com.
Are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gatsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I will be previewing the 5-game, if necessary, series between your New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays, which begins tonight. Or I'll be trying to preview it as best as I can, because right now the only pitcher the Yankees have listed is Gerrit Cole for tonight. If there's any breaking news while I'm recording, I'll give it to you, and maybe we'll look back at this date in Yankees history, because I'm sure something had to have happened. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. There's a part of me that's happy the game isn't until 8 o'clock tonight. But then the other part of me is not happy about it because I have to be anxious for the next nearly 8 hours while I'm waiting for the game to start. I wasn't that nervous against Cleveland. Even though Cleveland finished with the better record, I felt the Yankees were better than them, and they proved that they could beat Cleveland. I'm very worried about this series. Now, do I think the Rays are going to beat up on the Yankees like they did in the regular season? No, because the Yankees are more toward full strength right now than they were during most of those games that they played against the Rays. If I'm recalling correctly, there were a few games they didn't have Judge and Stanton in the lineup, and other things were happening. Was Britton hurt? There was other circumstances. Do I think the Rays are better than the Yankees right now? Yes. Do I think they're that much better than the Yankees right now? No, I don't see that. As I said last week about a 3-game series, the same holds true for a 5-game series. Anything can happen. So, because of the bubble rules, the Rays are the home team in games 1 and 2. The Yankees are the home team in game 3. If there's a game 4, they will be the home team then. And then if there's a game 5, the Rays will be the home team again. I know, it's so exciting. And like I said last week, I'm just happy that the Yankees didn't have to go down to Tropicana Field. The umpires for the series were announced earlier, and good news, no Angel Hernandez. The Dodgers and Padres are stuck with him, but the Yankees and Rays have C.B. Buckner. He will be at first base tonight, which means he'll be at home plate tomorrow. Home plate tonight, David Racky. I think that's what that says. Racky or Rackley? I really can't read it. Why is this print so small? Second base, Mark Carlson. He's the crew chief. Third base, Todd Tishner. Left field, Marvin Hudson. Right field, Mike Estabrook. Yeah, I don't know why the font on this is so small. I'm at the stage in my life where I need reading glasses, but I refuse to wear them, and I'm being very stubborn. Here's a trick for you if you need reading glasses and you're stuck trying to read instructions on a small box. Take a picture of it on your phone and then blow up the picture and you'll be able to read everything. I just took a picture of my computer screen and blew it up on my phone. It's David Rackley behind home plate tonight. I apologize, David. He's done 4 wild card games, I'm assuming is what that means. C.B. Buckner has been involved in 2 wild cards, 4 division series. Mark Carlson has been involved in 2 wild cards, 4 division series, 5 LCSs, 1 World Series. Todd Tishner has been involved in 2 wild cards, 4 division series, 1 league championship series. Marvin Hudson, 1 wild card, 6 division series, 2 LCSs, 1 World Series. Mike Estabrook, 2 wild cards. Again, just be thankful we don't have to see Angel Hernandez in this series. Speaking of Hernandez, I think the last 2 or 3 times that he's been behind the plate in a game, he has trended on Twitter. That is never good. My dad told me this when I was growing up, and it seems right. You're not supposed to know the umpires' names. They're just supposed to do their job, and you're just supposed to not know anything about them. And we know all about Joe West, we know all about Angel Hernandez, we know about Laz Diaz, we know about C.B. Buckner, Jerry Davis. Good Lord. Oh, let's not forget, even though he's retired now, balking Bob Davidson, who enjoyed calling balks all the time. Okay, let's look at tonight's matchup, because again, it's the only one that's set in stone right now. Gerrit Cole against Blake Snell. Cole, as you know, joined Tom Seaver as the only pitchers to record 13 or more strikeouts without a walk. The offense led the Yankees to a 12-3 victory in Game 1 of the Wild Card Series in Cleveland. Including that start, Cole has pitched to a 1.32 ERA over 34 innings since being paired with Kyle Higashioka back on September 5th. During that time, he's gotten 47 strikeouts, and he's only allowed 5 walks. Now, the big key here is he went 0 for 1 with a 4.96 ERA against Tampa Bay this year, so he needs to figure out how to pitch to the Rays. On the other side is Blake Snell. He became the first Rays pitcher to get through 5 no-hit innings in a postseason game. In his 2 starts against the Yankees this season, Snell went 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA, and he struck out 8 over 8 innings. Aaron Judge spoke to the media, and this is what he had to say about the postseason. To me, the regular season is kind of like spring training. The real season is the playoffs. You want to see a team that shows up in the postseason. That's what we're going to see. Then he said about returning from his calf injury and being thrown straight into the fire. He said, "We didn't really have any chance to have rehab games to work the kinks out, see pitches, put the ball in play. We got thrown right into games going down the stretch when it mattered. I wasn't too concerned about trying to hit home runs. Once the postseason comes, I'd be ready to go." Judge also said that he and Stanton spent extra time working with hitting coach Marcus Thames prior to the Cleveland series, and they used the high-velocity machine frequently. Also, since arriving in San Diego, Judge has spent part of the last 2 days working out in right field in Petco Park, gauging the speed of the balls on the grass and searching the walls for odd angles. He said, "We have a lot of homework to do. We're excited for it. Pressure is a privilege. There's going to be a lot of pressure situations that we get thrown into throughout this postseason. I think that's what makes this team so special. We're not running from those bases loaded, 2 outs, game on the line spots. We're embracing them." Well, hell, I don't know about you all, but I want to run into a wall. In a moment, I'll have more quotes for you and other good stuff. But first, let's talk about Postmates. Because when you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., you can Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. It seems Luke Voit agrees with me. Even though the Yankees lost 8 of 10 meetings with the Rays this season, he thinks that that is not an indication of how the ALDS will play out. I think the same thing, and this is why. This is his quote. We're a lot healthier, and these games are a lot more meaningful. They have good pitching, and they've figured out ways to score against us, so you have to give them credit. But I think we're a lot different when we face them during the this quote does not make sense. It says, but I think we're a lot different team than when we face them during the regular season. There's a word missing there. I am not going crazy. Anyway, he continued, I feel good about us. We've got a really tough lineup, and I think we're going to do a lot of damage against them. Fingers crossed, Luke. Voit also believes that pitching Cole in Game 1 gives the Yankees an advantage. He said, we paid him to pitch in October. It's a lock. Everyone knows that. We need him to go out there and throw 7 or 8 strong innings and do what he does best.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Voit also said that the 4 days between the end of the Cleveland series and tonight's opener should provide a health benefit as he continues to manage what Aaron Boone has referred to as foot stuff. But that's probably plantar fasciitis, which is not a fun thing to have. And if you've watched all the games, you can see how much pain Luke Voit is in. He said, it's not nice having to wear cleats right now. That's the big thing. I've been able to get a lot of treatment done. I haven't had any pain, but I'm sure it'll find a way to come back in this series. It's something I can keep grinding through. I don't know. He looked like he was in pain after that rundown the other night in Game 2, after he was called out at home. But hey, the foot stuff is not stopping him from getting big hits, so as long as he's not crawling around on the ground, you will see Luke Voit playing in these games. Though you probably will see him lifted for defensive purposes towards the end of the games like he was in Game 2. Although I felt as if he was lifted a little early in Game 2 against Cleveland, but it all worked out for the Yankees, thankfully. As of right now, the Yankees do not have their Game 2 starter listed. Masahiro Tanaka started Game 2 of the Wild Card Series, but Aaron Boone is also looking to work Jay Happ and Davey Garcia into the mix. Boone said, we've got a good opponent, we're just figuring out how we want to line it up after Garrett. I guess we shouldn't assume anything, but I really think they're going to go with Tanaka. Why wouldn't they? Would you trust Jay Happ in a Game 2 against the Tampa Bay Rays? I wouldn't. The thing that annoys me right now is the fact that there weren't any games this weekend. And then the division series is going to be 5 games in a row. Then the teams will have off. And if you make it to the ALCS, it's 7 games in a row if it gets to a Game 7. So teams are really going to have to rely on every single player on their roster because at some point everyone's going to have to play. The Yankees carried 13 pitchers during the series against Cleveland, but Boone is not sure how many they're going to carry against the Rays. I guess they don't have to make that decision until just before tonight's game. It's 1:21 p.m. as I'm recording this, and usually the news about rosters and lineups comes out around 3 p.m., so I will not have that information for you right now. But if you follow Locked On Yankees on Twitter, I will retweet every beat writer that puts something out. Hello, it's Editing Stacy, and the Yankees just released their roster for the DS, and the only change that I see is Eric Kratz is off, and Michael King has been added. So the infielders are Mike Ford, DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, Gio Urshela, Luke Voit, catchers Higashioka, Gary Sanchez, Tyler Wade will be your infield slash outfield, Clint Frazier, Brett Gardner, Aaron Hicks, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Tauchman are your outfielders, your pitchers, Zach Britton, Luis Sessa, Aroldis Chapman, Garrett Cole, Davey Garcia, Chad Green, Jay Happ, Jonathan Holder, Michael King, Jonathan Loaisiga, Jordan Montgomery, Nick Nelson, Adam Ottavino, and Masahiro Tanaka. So the Yankees have 14 pitchers ready to go for the division series against Tampa. So before we go, I'd like to discuss the game that happened 25 years ago last night, otherwise known as the Jim Leyritz game. Some of you may be thinking, wait, I thought the Jim Leyritz game was against Atlanta. No, I'm talking about the Jim Leyritz game against Seattle in the 95 Division Series. The infamous 15-inning game. Oh boy, yeah. Okay, here's my story about it. I was up in Oswego, and I don't know why, but my suite mates and the guys next door were in my common room in the suite watching Carrie, of all movies, while I was in my room watching the Yankees in Seattle. So I was giving everyone updates from my room. You know, it's the 12th inning, it's the 13th inning, it's the 14th inning, it's the 15th inning, and then Jim Leyritz did his thing, hit his walk-off home run in the bottom of the 15th. I screamed and I lost my voice because I always lose my voice. Now, the thing I didn't know at the time was that my cousins were at that game. And I know some of you may be thinking, big deal, a lot of people were at that game. Well, my cousins were also at the Chris Chambliss walk-off game in the 1976 ALCS. My cousins are a bit older than me. They were teenagers when I was preschool age. So my cousins, to that point, had seen two pretty big walk-offs in person. So I was immensely jealous of them because at that point I hadn't attended a playoff game. I didn't attend my first playoff game until 1997 against Cleveland, and the Yankees lost that game. Now, I will say this, even though they lost, it was exciting being at Yankee Stadium during a playoff game because, for me, the first series that I really, you know, where I knew what was going on and was watching every game and soaking everything in was the 95 Division Series because the Yankees made the World Series in 81, but I was only 7 at the time. Now, I do remember crying myself to sleep after the Yankees lost to the Dodgers in 81, but I don't recall specifics from watching the games. 1995 was totally different. I had turned 21. I was an adult. I was a fully formed human. And it was such a heartbreaking series for me because I loved... Don Mattingly was my favorite player. And I was so happy that he finally made the playoffs. And with the way the series started, with them winning two at home, and then the way they lost in the last game at Seattle, it was just completely heartbreaking. And I used to get irritated when people would post video of Edgar Martinez's double to win that series in Seattle. But when you think about it, Seattle hasn't done anything since then. Well, okay, they won 116 games in 2001 and set a new AL record for wins, but then they got bounced in the ALCS by the Yankees. And they haven't made the playoffs since then. So you have that Edgar Martinez double as a good memory for you guys. Your anniversary is coming up in 3 days on October 8th. You can post all about it. And I will sit back, relax, and wait for my turn for when everything in 1996 has a 25th anniversary. So once again, before I go, Garrett Cole, Blake Snell, Petco Park, 8:07 p.m. on TBS. Should be a good one. I will have the recap of tonight's game on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Yankees, but for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.